But first, we are going to take a look at these temperatures outside and the warm temps that we have been hopefully taking advantage of. And to do that, we will bring in the chief meteorologist over at WKBW, Aaron Mentkowski, joining us this afternoon. Aaron, hopefully I didn't take you away from, I'm sorry for taking you away from enjoying these warm temps.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I was outside enjoying it and came in to just give you a call and talk about how wonderful it is here in Western New York today.
It is. I'm telling you, just another day. You know, between when I have to do these double shifts, you know, usually between I will take a nap. But I went out. I took my son and I took the dog for a walk. We were outside as much as we could. Yesterday, I didn't want to come inside. Right. We saw record-breaking temps yesterday. How much did we beat the record by yesterday?
So yesterday, the high was 72, the record 63, so 9 degrees yesterday. Today, the record 68, and the temperature right now 72 degrees. So we have set another record. So back-to-back days with 72 degrees, and new records have been set for March 4th and March 5th. We will not have record-breaking warmth tomorrow, so things will be changing later on today. So if you like these temperatures, get out and enjoy them now. They're going to be here for several more hours, but a cold front's coming through later today. It's going to start to rain, have a few rumbles of thunder you might hear as well later today. And then tomorrow, temperatures hold in the 40s.
So yesterday and today, those records, when were those records set?
You know what? The one for today, that was set a little bit earlier. So we are now at 72 degrees, and we could continue to see those temperatures increase. And yesterday, I'll have to check what time the high temperature was observed, but it was, like I said, 72 degrees yesterday. So I'll pull up that climate report while we're on the phone.
That's amazing. And, you know, I love warm weather. I realize our friends in ski country aren't too happy, Aaron. Now, you talk about this cold front that's moving in. Is this the cold front where we're seeing the blizzards out west?
We're not going to have anything like that. So this front is kind of slowly pushing across the area, moving across the eastern Great Lakes right now. It's just passing through Detroit, heading toward us, and that will bring us some rain tonight. Then that front's going to stall across the area tomorrow, bring some more rainfall with temperatures in the 40s. And like you said, a lot of folks enjoying the nice weather, but people who like to ski and snowboard, cross-country ski or, you know, snowmobile have had just a real, real tough winter. And unfortunately for those folks, we're not going to see any sort of significant cold snap anytime soon. We have a little snow in the forecast on Sunday, but still temperatures will be in the upper 30s, close to 40 degrees. Now, yesterday, our high was 72, and that occurred at 4:45 p.m.
Wow.
So today we're at 72 right now, but we could still tack on another degree or two beat that record big time, which is 68 degrees back in 2004.
That's amazing. Now, Aaron, you know, you said a little bit of snow on Sunday, but nothing, you know, no snowstorm. Can we say this officially that winter is over in Western New York, or is that getting too far ahead of ourselves?
I will just quickly say no, only because, you know, I've lived here long enough to know that sometimes in April and sometimes even in May, we get those cold snaps. I remember 2012 when we had that stretch of 80 degree weather when we were all wondering if Mario Williams was going to sign with the Bills. And we had very, very warm temperatures then. And then even after that, it did cool down. So looking long range, does not look like we'll have any cold outbreaks anytime soon. But not going to say on March 5th that winter is officially over in Western New York, but it's definitely coming to an end.
Yeah. I mean, and really, if you think about it, other than the snowstorm in January, I mean, this winter really never happened, right? I mean, is that crazy to say?
No, I mean, we knew it was going to be mild with El Nino, and it's been a very, very mild and kind of uneventful winter. We had 1 week of really winter-like conditions, like you mentioned, in January with all the snow. And then after that, it was gone. February is very mild. And March starting off obviously very mild with this record warmth for yesterday and today. But, we cool off, especially for Sunday and Monday, highs near 40. Normal high right now, 38 degrees, so well above normal right now. But we do cool off a bit as we get into the second half of the weekend and the start of next week. But as I mentioned, with the long-range outlook still showing temperatures expected to be above normal across the Great Lakes, and yeah, that's where we are. And that above normal forecast takes you through March 18th.
Now, you say El Nino, right? And that was why we were expecting a mild winter. What does that usually mean, the winter after? I don't want to get too far ahead. Obviously, we have a summer to enjoy. But can you say this far out that the mild winter this year means more of a wintry winter next year?
No, because you know what? El Nino is going to phase out and become La Nina most likely this summer. And so then that will change our weather pattern for next winter. We're talking a year away, so a lot can obviously change. But I do think if you like the mild winters, you know, enjoy this one. I can't imagine with La Nina developing as we head into the summer that next winter would be as mild as this one.
Now, we had Jim Ryan on this morning talking about the eclipse. You know, they're viewing it down in Texas. And he said, he said for April 8th in Western New York, there's like a 70% chance of cloud cover. Is that the news you're going to be giving us on the eclipse?
Yes. Yes. As soon as you started talking about it, I said, oh, I bet you're going to ask the percentage of cloud cover, and it's around 70%. So I've seen anywhere from around 68 to 72. Bottom line is early April tends to be rather cloudy here in Western New York. Again, anyone who's lived here for any length of time knows that that's April, March and April, those transition months as we head through spring can be very kind of gloomy.
So the best place to be might be on an airplane.
Oh, well, they have that airplane ride that's going to be taking you on the, the route of the eclipse, which, yes, if you want to guarantee to see it and you are a huge eclipse fan for this most likely once-in-a-lifetime event, then I would recommend that. I know a lot of people coming to Western New York for the eclipse, and trust me, as someone who has to forecast the cloud cover for that day, it's going to be a stressful one.
Well, Aaron, I hope the 30% chance wins out this year, right?
Oh, as do I. I hope a big area of high pressure just kind of settles across our area Sunday into that Monday, and we don't have to worry about it. We just get our eclipse glasses and enjoy, what's going to happen.
Now, Aaron, I know you have your eyes on the weather most of the time. You know, you're following everything. You know what's coming. But when you're not looking at weather, you're looking at Bitcoin. And I know when Bitcoin is back up because you'll be talking about it. Now, explain, because, it seems like the Bitcoin thing right now, it's very half and half. People are all in. Other people are saying, I don't want to get near it. What got you into Bitcoin, and what's your outlook for the next few months as Bitcoin now is back on the rise?
Oh, I get to forecast weather and forecast cryptocurrency.
That's
this
right.
is fun. These are the two things that I like. You're right. I've been into it for quite some time. I think the peer-to-peer ability to transact is pretty fascinating. And I've always just thought that Bitcoin was just a really, really neat invention. And my kids started talking about it a while ago, years ago, and they talked about mining. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So then I did my own research and was fascinated with what I found. And now with Bitcoin, a lot of the ETFs, those are the exchange-traded funds, are now available with Bitcoin. You're seeing a lot of fluctuation. The price at a record high earlier today, it's come down a bit. For people who are new to cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, there's a wide swing sometimes. So don't get frustrated if you're in it. You want to be in it for a long haul and never put money in that you can't lose, because you can wake up from a nap one day and Bitcoin might have gone down, several thousand dollars. It's just how it is. It fluctuates quite a bit. But I find it to be fascinating, so since you asked.
So, yeah. Aaron, why did it take, it seems like not that long ago it had dipped back down to the 30,000s. Why did it take that dip? And in your opinion, what's bringing it back?
What's bringing it back is the well, there's a number of reasons. You know, you have the ETFs that are available, the inflation. You know, people want to protect their investments and their money, so they find that Bitcoin's a way to hedge kind of against inflation. There's, you know, a number of reasons like that. And it was down quite a bit during COVID. You could, you know, you're talking close to 10,000. It went way down right when the world kind of closed down. So it goes down a lot. It peaked in 2021 around prices we're seeing right now, went down again, and now it's back up. I expect, you know, you're getting a little correction today because it seemed like a lot of people wanted to get some. But, you know, there's only going to be 21 million Bitcoin ever produced. So, and there's, you know, 8 billion people on the planet. So I would expect it to continue to go up. But again, that's just my thought process. Don't take it as, you know, advice.
No, hey, Aaron, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I always know what Bitcoin's doing because you will bring it up. And I love it. I have a card that takes my change and rounds it into Bitcoin. So I have a little bit of money in play, but obviously not not that much. But Aaron, weather and Bitcoin, you're the guy I go to. And I appreciate you taking some time out of these warm temperatures to join me.
Hey, you know what? Anyway, anytime I can talk two of my favorite things, we just need to talk about food next and we'd have everything covered. So anytime, Joe, glad to help you out and enjoy the nice weather. We do have some rain coming in this afternoon, later this afternoon. So you know, just enjoy it while we have it.
Sounds good. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much. That is the chief meteorologist over at WKBW, Aaron Mitkowski.